Welcome to Tipsy Friday Podcast.
Welcome back to Tipsy Friday Podcast, a Filipino podcast that showcases streetwise approach of Filipinos on the challenges and difficulties that they encounter on their daily lives. So what are you waiting for? Grab your favorite brandy, whiskey, or ice cold beer, and let's begin.
Papi Den here, and this is episode 23 of Tipsy Friday Podcast. Before we get into this episode, I'm proud to announce that we have partnered with Ambidexter, a digital content marketing company that offers marketing services such as graphic design, content writing, media relations, and many more. You can check them out on their social media accounts, website, or send them an email for more information. Links are on the description of this episode. And going back, isa sa mga diskarte nating mga Pinoy ngayong pandemic ay ang pagbebenta ng mga produkto online. For this episode, pag-uusapan natin ang mga tamang diskarte kung paano mo kukumbinsihin ang mga online customers mo to buy from you. Let us put a scenario. You have a product, posted ito sa iba't ibang social media platforms, you have all the necessary business permits to operate, and you are doing it part-time. Now, for the steps, here the step number one. Once you saw na may inquiry na about a certain product you've posted online, don't panic. Just relax and make sure na replyan mo agad. Chances are pag medyo pinatagal mo ang pag-reply sa kanya, maaring makahanap na ito ng iba pang pagbibilhan. Sa panahon kasi ngayon, madami na nagbebenta online and the price competition is tight. The only advantage you have is how professional are you in terms of your customer service. Yes, kahit online yan, hindi pa din nagbabago ang pananaw ng mga Pilipino kung paano natin gustong maasikaso. Lalo na kung ang nag-aasikaso sa atin ay polite at mabilis. In that way, mas mabilis nating napagkakatiwalaan yung ating pinagbibilhan. Once na na-replyan mo na siya, don't forget to get his or her real name and contact details. Step number two, product knowledge. This is, I believe, the commandment number one in selling. Alam mo dapat yung mga detalye ng binibenta mo, lalong-lalo na yung pinaka-significant function or reason kung bakit ito kailangan ng buyer mo. Always remember that you have to deliver all this information properly para maging maayos ang review sa'yo ng customer mo. Karamihan kasi ng mga customers matanong. Kahit na-research na nila yung produkto, magtatanong pa din yan sa'yo for confirmation. Importante sa customer na you help them to realize that they will get the right product from you. This is the part wherein you have to master the product specifications and be honest on its overall details. Step number three. Usually, sa online selling, customers ang unang nagtatanong. So after the customer asks the questions and you feel like the sale isn't closed yet, it is time for you to ask naman. This is the part of asking the right questions matters. Tanungin mo naman ngayon kung nasagot mo ba ang kanyang questions properly. So some will say yes, nasagot mo naman. Pero feeling mo, alanganin pa din, no? Tanungin mo siya. It would help you to ask your customers, para kanino po ba ang binibili nating produkto, sir? Kailan po ba natin ito kakailanganin, ma'am? How many items po ba ang kailangan nilang orderin? And if your product has several color options or variants, ask your customer kung ano ang kanyang preference. Step number four, it's about time to close the sale. Now, after all the listening and asking questions, it's about time to close the deal. A simple spiel like this will do. No, pahinggan natin. I believe, ma'am, wala na po kayong questions and nasagot ko naman na po lahat ng tanong ninyo sa akin. Maybe we can proceed to the checkout na po. Yon. On this part, importante na ulitin yung products na bibilhin. Pag-usapan din ng mabuti ang mga payment procedures and delivery details, lalong-lalo na yung estimated time of delivery mismo sa customer. So that's it. Those are the four basic selling techniques that you can practice to convince your online customers to buy from you. So pwede nyo na itong subukan. If it works, please give this podcast a review on Apple Podcast or on our Facebook page. Madali lang naman ito, and based on my previous episode, natural na sa ating mga Pilipino ang pagiging street smart sa pagbibenta. For my final note, Ambidexter will launch an AmbiBlog series which features different podcasts based in the Philippines. So they will be posting a new feature weekly. And I am very excited to be a part of this great project. Let us support Filipino podcasts and thank you Ambidexter for this one. If you like this episode, please don't forget to follow us here on Spotify and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Until the next episode of Tipsy Friday Podcast. Cheers.